We're going to head down to Hoover, Alabama right now and talk to Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Bob, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Well, let's talk about this Arkansas baseball team. Seems like they've kind of caught fire at the right time.
Yeah, they're really playing well. They won 8 out of their last 9. I mean, after they lost the first 2 to Ole Miss, I thought they were still in pretty decent shape for a regional, but you felt like, well, they had to take care of business against A&M and Mizzou, and they certainly did that. First, they won the last game at Ole Miss to salvage the game there. It looked really good, win 11-1. Then they take 2 out of 3 from A&M, sweep Missouri, which they should have done, but there's no guarantee that's going to happen. They come here and they win 2 games, then pitched really well, just giving up 1 run in 18 innings. So, yeah, they're obviously, they've locked down a regional. They're probably not going to be high enough to get a host spot, but I think they'll probably be a number 2 seed on the road somewhere now.
What are your thoughts on Coach Van Horn and how he's been managing the team? I saw in the first game against A&M where they had, I believe it was 2 outs, runner on 3rd. You had the guy that had hit the home run, Fisher, and he tries to throw down a bunt right there, and the score was 1-0. But, some would think, do you like that call? Do you not? But with runs being a premium for this Arkansas team, I kind of liked it. I know Trey and I talked about it, but what are kind of the general feeling with Coach Van Horn right now and how he's managing this team?
Well, I mean, that particular play you're talking about, whether it be the Ole Miss pitcher, just made a great play. He dove, caught the bunt. They're trying to squeeze a run in, and then obviously, Brian Anderson had broken for the plate, so he was able to whirl around and throw him out, but it was a great play. And if Ole Miss had come back and won, it would have probably been the play of the game. Instead, it was just kind of lost in all the other stuff. But yeah, I thought it was a good call. I mean, Dave's going to do what he thinks gives them the best chance at that point. They're up, like I said, 1-0. He's trying to squeeze in, literally squeeze in another run. The way their pitching's been, that's a pretty big 2-0 lead. And really, Ole Miss, you just have to give your tip your hat to that kid for making an incredible play. But yeah, I think he's done a really good job with this team because, they've really had to battle some injuries. Blake Baxendale was one of their best hitters. They lose him the Ole Miss series. They've shut down Jalen Beeks now for the last 3 weeks to get his elbow right and make sure he's okay for a regional. They lost Jake Wise, who's, really a team leader and a great defensive catcher. He may not be hitting real well, but he's really a great team leader, and he controls the pitching staff and the running game from back there. And, they take a redshirt off Alex Gosser. He's played really well, hitting the ball well, catching well. Clark Egan's, on base percentage is about .580, replacing Baxendale's DH. They've had some other first-year guys playing well for him, and, some guys might have panicked and gotten down. The team obviously is going to reflect the coaching staff. These guys have stayed positive, and they really turned it around there when it counts most.
Bob,
I think it's one of Dave's best coaching jobs.
Bob, I think so, too. Talk about Gosser, though. Alex Gosser from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Here's a kid that, like you said, thought he was going to redshirt all season. Then he comes in one game, and then he's back out. And now he's being called on. I mean, he's been behind the dish in the tournament, and he's been having some good at-bats and being productive for the Arkansas team. How tough is it to come in when you basically had your mindset, okay, well, I'm going to redshirt this year, and now I've got to be a key contributor to this team?
Well, yeah, I think it's incredibly tough, and I think it's really incredible what he's done. Not to use too many incredibles there, but defensively, he'd been catching bullpens all year. He'd been traveling with them. So I'm not saying what he's doing defensively is easy by any stretch of the imagination, but I think they thought he could handle, playing behind the plate. And he's done as well or better than they probably could have anticipated, but he's really hit the ball well. You remember he came in the last 7 innings of that game they won in Missouri when they were down 5-1 and ended up winning, I think it was 7-5 and 11. He caught the last 7 innings of that game. He had a key hit for him. I think he had 2 hits, actually. And then I think he's 4-for-8 in this tournament here. And he's had a couple walks. He had a double. He threw out a runner.
He keeps that up, he's going to be on the all-tournament team.
I'm sorry?
I said if he keeps that up, he'll be on the all-tournament team.
Yeah, I think he's played better than they could have ever expected. I think they were hoping he'd do okay, and he's done a lot better than okay. And he gives them a left-handed bat. Jake Wise, like I say, he's been struggling to play. I think part of that is he's a little beaten down. Plus, you got to remember Jake's coming off elbow surgery a year ago. He had hernia surgery in the fall. You got to know, there's no way we know the bumps and bruises he's been playing with. Then he hurt his hand at Missouri. I don't think he's going to play in this tournament. What I've gotten from Van Horn. And, so Gosser, for him to come in, you remember, he hadn't faced live pitching all year. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he may be taking part in practice. Well, he's obviously taking part in practices and they had false scrimmages, but he hasn't seen live, you know, other team pitching all year. And he's doing great. Anything he gets him offensively is gravy, and he's given him a lot of gravy, you know, and he's done a really good job behind the plate. So, you look what guys like Gosser and Eakin have done. You know, the pitching staff's picked him up. You know, Michael Gunn's been a good closer most of the year, but he's been struggling. So Jacob Stone has taken over that role. He's doing real well. You know, Oliver sliced from 3-2. You know, he's pitched great. Killian's been great all year. Whatever run support he's got, he's kept him in every game. And so, it's been definitely a feel-good story for the Razorbacks, the way they've picked it up here down the stretch instead of crumbling up. And a lot of teams, if they lost 3 or 4 key guys, a lot of teams wouldn't be able to survive that.
Arkansas's been able to. Bob, talk about Aaron Nola tonight. 9-1 on the season, a 1.42 ERA, and that is who Arkansas will face in the LSU pitcher, Aaron Nola, tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be their third straight number one guy to go against because they went against Daniel Mangan, who was A&M's number one guy. Yesterday they went against Chris Ellis, who was Ole Miss's number one guy. You know, Ellis was 9-0. You know, that was the first loss of the season he took yesterday. And Aaron Nola didn't really get any better than that in the SEC, maybe in the country like Dave Van Horn said. I mean, Nola, I think his career record is 28-6. So he's got Max Scherzer just playing for stuff on a college level for the LSU Tigers. And he's always been tough on Arkansas. I think I have to give Matt Jones, our online editor, credit for this. I think he's got 40 strikeouts in 2/3 innings against the Razorbacks. He had 13 strikeouts in the game at Baton Rouge earlier this year. And last year, people remember him and Stanek picked up in a real pitcher's duel here in Hoover last year, and it was 1-1. And they took Nola out, and Arkansas got the LSU's bullpen. Stanek pitched 8, and Arkansas ended up winning 4-1. And, Nola, there's no doubt he's a first-round draft choice. You think he's got 120 strikeouts in just over 100 innings, so he's really going to be tough. To me, it would be a huge upset if Arkansas were to beat Nola because, you know, they're throwing – They're basically going to be bullpenning it. Not now that Trey Killian and Chris Oliver have thrown and Jalen Beeks is out, Arkansas is going to have to throw their bullpen at him. And Colin Plache is going to start the game, maybe go 3-4 innings, whatever, then get out of him. Then they're just going to have to go with other guys. Noah's an ace. And then LSU's just been creaming the ball. They scored 67 runs in the last 5 games. And they destroyed Vanderbilt 11-1. They run rolled them 7 innings. You know, it was like a little league game, you know.
Yeah.
And, they beat Northwestern State a couple weeks ago, 27-0. I know it's Northwestern State, but still 27-0 is pretty incredible. So,
and that was only in
LSU
6 innings.
LSU seems to be playing incredibly well, and Arkansas is having to, you know, throw their bullpen against LSU's ace.
So you're not giving Arkansas a chance at all tonight?
Well, I mean, there's always a chance.
5%.
I mean, you guys know that. But I would just say it would be an incredibly huge upset. It would sort of have to be a Matt Jones miracle on Markham kind of game for Arkansas to beat LSU. And we all know that's possible. But,
miracle at the Met. Bob, if they are able to beat LSU and actually, let's say they win the SEC tournament, is that the only way they would have a chance to host or still they wouldn't be able to host?
I still think it'd be hard. I actually asked Dave Van Horn that on Monday when they were practicing. You know, I was asking him, hey, you must feel pretty good about, you know, you guys have definitely secured a regional spot in terms of being, you know, in a regional. He said, oh, yeah, we feel pretty good.
Yeah.
And I said, well, is there any way you could host? Like, if you won the tournament, do you think there's any way you guys could host? And he kind of shrugged his shoulders. And, of course, at that time, I think their RPI was around, you know, 45 or 46. And
yeah,
now
it's up in
the 30s now.
Yeah, but, I mean, they need to get it way up there, though, to be able to host. Bob, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Okay, right. I would just say I doubt if they'll get the host. I would say that.
Sounds good. Bob, thanks so much.
Okay, you guys take care.